The U.S. Supreme Court today considers restaurant tips and how they are taxed. At issue is the method the Internal Revenue Service uses for calculating how much money a restaurant owes in Social Security taxes on the gratuities of its waiters. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
No one disputes that tips are notoriously underreported to the tax collector. Not even a waiter at a downtown Washington restaurant.
Most servers report maybe 70% of their tips.
But as this waiter also observed, tips are shared.
Let's say my gross is $100 for a shift in tips. 25% goes to my busboys and my food runners, and 5% goes to my bartender, okay? So I'm in actuality only coming away with $70 out of that 100, which is a lot less than the 15%.
At the end of each month, everyone at the restaurant is supposed to report their tips to the restaurant owner, who in turn pays the employer's share of the Social Security taxes, known as FICA taxes, on that amount. Trouble is, with underreporting so widespread, employers are paying too little in Social Security taxes. The solution that the IRS has come up with is to estimate the real tips. And the way they do that is to look at credit card receipts. That's what happened to Fior d'Italia, a San Francisco restaurant that seats some 350 people and grosses more than $4 million a year. In 1991, for instance, when the restaurant was audited by the IRS, it reported $247,000 in tips. But the tips on credit card slips alone were $365,000. In the end, the IRS billed the owner an additional $12,000 in FICA taxes, and the restaurant went to court. Bob Larvey is Fior d'Italia's principal owner.
They're taking the lazy way out, making a guesstimate as to what the tips were, and then assessing the restaurateur for that amount and ignoring the employees.
Not so, says Pat Dilley, who served in the 1980s as counsel to the House committee that writes the tax laws, the House Ways and Means Committee. She says, Mr. Larvey's complaints notwithstanding, Congress gave the IRS the authority to assess FICA taxes against employers in this manner precisely because of the problem of underreporting and the fact that it would be impractical to audit every waiter and waitress in the country.
The IRS doesn't have the resources to audit all of these people, and really it would be difficult to go after people making minimum wage or less outside of their tips and essentially try to audit what may be tens of thousands or millions of people.
But restaurant owner Bob Larvey sees the IRS system as only hurtful to employees.
It screws the employees because what the IRS is doing is taking the money from the restaurateur and putting it into the general fund, not applying it to the individual accounts of the employees, which is what Social Security is supposed to be.
Pat Dilley, now a tax professor at the University of Florida Law School, counters that any employee will have his or her Social Security account credited if the tips are reported. Otherwise, she says,
the statute is set up in order to allow the IRS to at least be able to collect the employer's share, even if they're never able to collect the employee's share.
The restaurant industry is fighting with everything it can muster to win this case in the Supreme Court.
From the restaurant industry standpoint, it has a huge impact.
Peter Kilgore is senior vice president of the National Restaurant Association.
With employers running at a profit margin of about 4 to 5%, such a huge potential tax assessment to the industry literally could put many small businesses, and most restaurants are small businesses, out of business.
But the stakes for the government are high, too. Professor Dilley says that if the IRS loses and is no longer able to estimate tips as it does now,
then essentially what you're doing is encouraging employers to set up compensation structures for their employees that put more and more of it off the books so that it becomes more and more difficult for the IRS to track. It effectively would eat away at the Social Security tax revenue.
A decision on taxes and tips is expected before tourist season swings into high gear this summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.